Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, George Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Green reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. Green moves to third. One out. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lemon out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Smith moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik spins and fires to second, with Virals covering, and Smith is picked off. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger, who is chasing the ball. Verhulst reaches third base with a triple. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kralik for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power scores. Banks scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 4-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Allison. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry pinch hits for Floyd Robinson. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Mike Dedrick now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kralik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dedrick fields it and throws to second for the out. Verhals moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Mike Dedrick. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Joyce now pitching. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Joyce covering, for the out. One out. Zoilo Ver Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Als is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ver Als hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kralik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ver Als moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Ver Als moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ver Als scores. Green moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Mike Joyce. Kamkaryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karyan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave DeBuscher now pitching. Zoilo Veralz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veralz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Veralz hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with DeBuscher covering, for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Veral settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.